Ray did some quick math. If the judge gambled 3 times a week for 5 years and won $2,000 every time, his winnings would have been somewhere around $1.5 million. Could he have rat-holed $90,000? Ray asked. It sounded like such a small amount. Anything is possible, but why hide it?
You tell me.
They pondered this for a while. Harry Rex finished the beer and lit a cigar. A sluggish ceiling fan above the desk pushed the smoke around. He shot a cloud of exhaust toward the fan and said,
You gotta pay taxes on your winnings, and since he didn't want anybody to know about his gambling, maybe he just kept it all quiet.
But don't the casinos require paperwork if you win a certain amount?
I never saw any damn paperwork.
But if you'd won?
Yeah, they do. I had a client who won $11,000 at the $5 slots. They gave him a form 1099, a notice to the IRS.
What about shooting craps?
If you cash in more than $10,000 in chips at one time, then this paperwork. Keep it under 10 and there's nothing. Same as cash transactions at a bank.
I doubt if the judge wanted records.
I'm sure he did not.
He never mentioned any cash when y'all were doing his wills?
Never. The money is a secret, Ray. I can't explain it. I have no idea what he was thinking. Surely he knew it would be found.
Right. The question now is, what do we do with it?
Harry Rex nodded and stuck the cigar in his mouth. Ray leaned back and watched the fan. For a long time, they contemplated what to do with the money. Neither wanted to suggest that they simply continue to hide it.